apart from the physics, which is there, you can read the book and not have to understand all of it and still understand it.
Well, that's nice to know. I mean, the book I found exciting because it was partly autobiographical in the sense that it was covering the period that I've been in science and talking about people, many of whom I know or have worked alongside. And the story is about the people and the way that science works, that the public at large often have the impression that science is some sort of pure ideal. Well, of course, it is a pure ideal. But the people who practice it are humans with the same frailties as any other group. And so you have saints and sinners, and there's always the pressure upon you to get there first, because you know Nobel Prizes are awarded to the people, if you like, who come in first in a race. And the race is not always one that they have led from the start. The analogy that I drew is that it's often a relay race, and it just happens to be you that are carrying the baton over the line first when the photographs are taken. And so the competition, the rivalry, and the question as to whether the right people won the prizes in the past, and also whether, if the Higgs boson, which everybody's heard about but very few people have had explained what it is, if and when that is found, whether the Nobel Prize will go to Peter Higgs or to somebody else, because Nobel Prizes can only be awarded to a maximum of three people, and there are at least six people who lay claim to some of the ideas. And, well, I spent a lot of time in the book trying to get to the bottom of this, and I hope I have, and we will see if the Nobel committees read what I write or take any notice of it in due course, I suppose. But
let's talk about infinity.
Back in the 1940s, the theory that showed how light interacts with matter, called quantum electrodynamics. If you started off calculating and stopped just after you started, you got beautiful agreement with what went on. But quantum theory says you can't just stop because you choose to, you've got to work the whole thing through. And the moment you went to the next level of subtlety, instead of getting a nice number that agreed with experiment, you suddenly got infinity. Like, the probability that this will happen was infinity percent. I mean, infinity is transcendent, it's beyond meaning. Basically, if you find infinity coming out of the calculation, it shows that either you've made a mistake, like you've tried to divide by zero, or that this is telling you your theory, you're applying your theory outside the realms of validity. Basically, if you find infinity as the result of a calculation, you've not got a theory. End of story. So that was the crisis that they had, that infinity kept appearing out of the calculations. It said, your theory is wrong, or at least you're not applying it correctly. Easy to say, a difficult matter to solve, but it was solved in 1947 for quantum electrodynamics, and the Nobel Prize was won by Feynman, Schwinger, and Tominaga at that time. When I was a student, however, everybody was focusing then on the theory of the weak force of radioactivity, a force that's integral to the way that the sun burns. And the infinity puzzle erupted there. And the trick of renormalization, as it's called, that Feynman and co. had found worked in the case of quantum electrodynamics, didn't work in the case of the weak force. It didn't work because the carrier of the weak force is massive. The photon of light that carries electromagnetic forces has got no mass at all, and it turns out that was an essential reason why this trick of renormalization worked. But the analogous carrier of the weak force, called the W boson, is massive, and the trick wouldn't work. And people were trying to find ways of solving this, and the solution was found by a contemporary of mine called Gerhard Toft in his thesis. And that was in 1971. And that was when the infinity puzzle was finally solved. And from that, suddenly it became obvious that it was possible to describe, now we know, apart from gravity, we can describe all of the natural forces and get numbers which agree with data at very high precision. So Hertoft and his supervisor Veltman shared the Nobel Prize in 1999, fully justified, a wonderful work that they did, and paved the way to the things which we're now doing at the Large Hadron Collider in Geneva, trying to verify if all of the ideas that now flow from this solution of the infinity puzzle are indeed the way that nature does it, or whether we've just found some clever stuff in equations. I don't think the Sandler model is wrong, but it is certainly not complete. The analogy is Newton's mechanics were not wrong, but they were extended by Einstein into a much richer edifice, of which Newton's turned out to be the very good approximation in a limited region. Likewise with the Standard Model. The Standard Model actually explains, or at least can describe, pretty much everything that we have seen. I think there's nothing really that's out of line with it drastically, apart from neutrinos travelling faster than light, maybe, he says in parentheses, and hopes we don't pursue that one any further. But we know that the Standard Model can't be the end of it, because there's a lot of numbers we have to put in by hand, which must come from somewhere. So the dream is that the Standard Model is a bit like Newton's laws, that it will be seen one day to be an approximation to the richer, complete theory, in an analogous way, perhaps, that Newton's laws were an approximation to Einstein's richer theory. The nature of that richer theory, which will describe the Standard Model, is yet to be found. Technicolor is one possibility, supersymmetry, many ideas, more ideas than theorists, probably. That's why experiment is so important. For me as a theorist to say it's experiment that's important might be a bit radical, but that's how it is.
The book is The Infinity Puzzle, How the Hunt to Understand the Universe Led to Extraordinary Science, High Politics, and the Large Hadron Collider. I've been speaking with the author, Frank Close, and The Infinity Puzzle, published by Knopf Canada.